Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
And the Celtics roll, and they win by 16, 116-100 over the Warriors in Game 3. Who saw this coming? You had the stars showing out, but it's the supporting cast that matters most. In fact, it also is an important player on one team, the emotional, the heart and soul player on one of these teams that didn't show up. Might be the biggest story of it. How you doing, everybody? It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart, triple single for Draymond Green. 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Are we going to be talking too much about him, and have we been talking too much about him, or was he, as I predicted, the story last night?
He was a story, but he shouldn't be. What should be the story is the Celtics' ability to break down that zone and continuously get dribble penetration that breaks down the defense of the Warriors and creates so much offense for them. I mean, it's like routine how easily they break down that zone. And the fact that they don't have anybody that can't match up man-to-man, they don't have any rim protection, is starting to illuminate in a big way. They don't have a Robert Williams behind there that can correct, that can make people alter shots at the rim. You know, so when you think about Jaylen Brown, you think about Jason Tatum, all they have to do is get to the rim and try and finish above the rim because there's nobody that can go up there with them. And until they, you know, I think I've been watching the shows and watch everybody react. I believe that this is a game where you have to trust some of your young length and get some guys in there that can kind of spring around. Even though I love Gary Payton II, he's only 6'3". I think Kuminga has to get an opportunity. Kuminga played meaningful minutes during the season. This may be just what the doctor ordered, a guy that can run, a guy that can compete, contest at a high level. And listen, I understand you're going to lose something as far as a continuity plays, but if you're trying to go with Iguodala and all that, that's not enough. That's not enough young youth and enthusiasm. You know, you look at this team, and everyone say, well, Boston's the younger team. Well, not really. You know, they have the better younger talent, right, when you think about Jason Tatum. But Kuminga, Moody, Wiseman eventually is going to be put in here. Poole, you know, they have young players that can contribute. You know, Steve Kerr just has to trust them and understand that the moment is now because we got Klay, and that meant nothing.
Yeah, Klay, 25 points for Klay. Look, as I mentioned, the stars showed up. Steph Curry had 31. He continues to have a dynamic finals. He's been great. Now, the concern, of course, about him being an ankle rolled up on him in this game, but he doesn't expect to miss any time, but will it impact him? Still 31 points for him. And you mentioned Klay Thompson. Yes, we did see Klay Thompson, that vintage Klay Thompson, 25 points, made 5 threes, perfect from the line, and everything that you wanted to get from him. Andrew Wiggins gave you 18. He didn't shoot the three well, but he really doesn't. But he had a good game. He had a good support game, but it was – obviously, Draymond, that the crowd was paying most attention to. But I mentioned, I don't want to take away from Boston first because the Draymond stuff is the drama. But Boston, that's the real, that's the story. Tatum went for 26. Brown goes for 27. These two guys, just like Curry and Thompson, like you could just see that they are becoming that duo that you feel like this is special. And they're still very young. But you mentioned the fact that they were able to get to the basket whenever they wanted. Less reliant on the three and more about getting to the paint. 52 points in the paint and also dominating the glass. The offensive rebounding was the backbreaker for the Warriors. The fact that Boston was able to get 15 offensive rebounds and turn it into 22 second chance points, there's your game. I mean, that is the difference in the game right there. How many possessions do they think they had to stop? And then they couldn't get the loose ball, the offensive rebound. And was that lack of effort? No, you're in the finals. It ain't lack of effort. It's that you're small. And they had to play small because Kevon Looney was useless defensively. He couldn't, and obviously offensively he doesn't give you a ton unless you're playing one-on-one in the post, which he has done at times, but in this series not going to happen. So you have to play small, and when you did, the Celtics are just, like you said, length. That's the difference. They've got length, they are taller, and they got to a lot of loose balls and offensive rebounds that were back-breaking kind of responses. So now it's 2-1 in the series. And now let's get to, of course, what I think is another part of this, which is the drama part of all of it, is Draymond Green Barr for 2 days did a lot of talking. He did. And leading into this game, I was saying, like, you're playing in Boston now. You know these people, they're going to make you hear it. They're going to be all over you. And how the Celtics respond was interesting. So what you said is literally what happened. Grant Williams, he's about that life. He got in his face a couple of times. But yet, Jaylen Brown on the floor, Draymond dives over him again, rolls over him again, all that stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jaylen Brown did nothing, just got up, right? Like you know, pushed his legs off his head again and just got up. Knew he got the foul, was celebrating the fact that he got the foul. Draymond fouled out, by the way, as well.
Right.
So he not only did he, you know, he fouls out in 35 minutes, but he goes for 2-4-3, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Are you kidding me? Like that, like you had less than 10. Like I don't think he's ever had a game where his points, rebounds, and assists, not a playoff game, points, rebounds, assists, less than 10. Like they don't add up to 10. It's ridiculous. So all eyes are on him. He did not show up. He did not play well. And of course, he talks about it after the game. He goes on the podcast and talks about it. We know the crowd did what it did with the chance, you know. F Draymond, which Trae Young is probably watching going, been there, right?
Right.
And Draymond, of course, has to get the last word.
I'm actually happy he saw that because for the rest of his life, we will have the opportunity to talk.
Let me set that up properly because of what he began with, and I don't want everybody to say, what is he talking about? So his son is sitting there with him at the podium after the game. All right, Bart? And pay attention because – people are asking him how he feels about the way the crowd treated him, and especially with his young son, who might be 5 years old, there to witness it. So, again, this is Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's Draymond explaining, answering the question about his son witnessing a Boston crowd cursing his name.
I'm actually happy he saw that because for the rest of his life, we will have the opportunity to talk about, you remember when I went through X, Y, and Z when you were five. And you remember those people were saying this and saying that. Like, it's okay. You can get through it. Ain't no big deal. So that's all it is for me. Yes, my family is livid. And trust me, I get it. I totally understand. But for me, who's raising a young black man in America, for him to understand how this world works, for him to understand how America works, as opposed to how they say America works. That was just another example of it. And so, no harm, no foul. Draymond. Draymond. You too.
Bart?
I mean, I understand everything he's saying. You know, you can't hide your kids and put them into some type of bubble. You understand? Like, and a lot of people that come there say, hey, you know, don't be cussing in front of kids. You understand the environment.
He did on the podium. That wasn't from the podium. That's from his podcast. But on the podium, when he was asked, how did you play, with his son sitting next to him, he said, I played like blank.
Yeah. I mean, some people have something against, like, cussing in front of your kids. Like, I never heard my dad cuss in front of me, but I have cursed in front of my kids, right? And I'll be naive to think that they don't curse sometimes when they were their friends. You know, just come on. We hear it in songs. We hear it on TV. You know, we hear it on you know, Fox News, political TV. It don't matter.
It has changed in the years since we grew up and our parents and all that stuff.
But I think what he's trying to say. Yeah.
But all right, what do you think he's trying to say?
So what he's trying to say is he wants his son to know that, hey, daddy's been through adversity. You were right there where people counted him out. People, said derogatory things to him, and I ate it. I faced it, son. This is what life's all about, adversity. Now I'm going to show you how I'm going to respond in the next game, and I'm going to show you that, listen, we don't run from our problems because they're not going to disappear. We face them, And as long as you're moving forward, you're moving through. You don't get stuck anywhere, son. You stand up and you see, you put your chin up and you go through it with pride. Okay. And if you lose, you give the other team the credit, and that's life. Sometimes you're going to win, sometimes you're going to lose. But you can't be afraid to take the chance, because a lot of people who are scared at home, who are always afraid to chase their dreams. We don't do that. We're dream chasers. And we shoot for the, moon, or we shoot for the stars and land on the moon.
All right, so you say that, so he's talking about the accountability of it.
Yeah,
I talk
of himself.
Talk,
yeah,
and I've got to. I got to eat that. Face that, and that's how, that's what you're good. That's what's going to come your way.
Yeah.
When that happens. All right, but here's the question I have for the listeners: 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I don't necessarily think the Warriors have a Draymond problem, but how about just as simply as this? Because he sounded, and a lot of the Warriors players were put off by how the crowd treated him. Did Draymond Green get what he not deserved, earned? Did Draymond Green get what he earned when it comes to the treatment from the crowd? That's the question. We'll get your answers on that, of course, coming up. Also, in a few seconds, we got a former NBA player and coach who joins us to give us his thoughts on Game 3. But first, Bart's got to tell us about Straight Talk Wireless.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary.
All right, we keep it rolling. Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We bring in our good friend James Posey, who joins us regularly here to talk some NBA from basketballnews.com. Got a couple of rings on his finger as a player with Miami and with Boston. And so, Pose, let me just begin with where I left off just a few minutes ago, is Draymond Green. And the 2 days of the talking and everything that he has been saying and talking about, and he drew the ire, of course, which is no surprise. You played in Boston. You also played as a visitor to Boston. You know how it goes there. So you had to know what you were walking into. Did you feel like he spoke it, and that's the response you're going to get? Did he get what he earned, not deserved, earned from the crowd in this game?
Well, first of all, you guys know you're dealing with Boston Celtics diehard fans, mm-hmm. and everything is going to be Celtics. And so with Draymond coming in, what he's been doing on the court as far as bullying and being aggressive and his physical play and things like that, not to the liking of everybody, that's the only way the fans can get back at Draymond. And it's no repercussion for anything. They can say anything, which some things they say might not be right to say, and you have kids in the building, but that's their only way to get into Draymond's head is by dishing out that medicine.
Yeah, I didn't think, like, listen, all crowds are like that. I would think that probably the same thing would be reciprocated to Jason Tatum or to Jaylen Brown when they go back to Golden State. I think that's going to be the same thing. I mean, athletes are used to that. I mean, it's levels to it, right? You have some fans that are a little bit more intelligent and they're trash talking to others. But I think if Draymond's been around long enough to understand that that comes with the territory, my question to you is, how do they fix it from a basketball standpoint? It looks like Boston's bigger, more athletic, and they're having problems stopping them from getting to the paint. Would you like to see a guy like Kuminga? Can you trust a young kid and put him in the fire?
Well, at this point, you have to trust him if you're going to play him. And if you don't feel like you can trust him, and your scheme and what you have going on, then don't play them. You just stick to the guns and the guys that you have out there playing. I think what Boston has been doing is last night, they've been able to do it on both ends of the floor. You know, defensively, you know, making it tough, opposing their will, being physical, making the extra hustle plays and loose ball plays and just being scrappier. And then offensively, they've been sharing the basketball. Brown has been carrying them in the first half, and then Tatum, he picks it up in the second half for the most part. But I think Al Horford and Smart, you know, last night, they were able to get back to being a little bit of themselves. And that's one thing when Tatum said after their loss after the win, I should say, when he said, you know, he wouldn't shoot like that and he wouldn't have that performance again, I think game two, he sort of took away those shots that Smart and Horford were getting just to get back in the rhythm. But I think the Celtics have to continue to do it by committee. And last night was a good example of them being back to how they were, you know, game one.
Now, when you think about it, too, and we're talking about James Posey, when you think about what we're looking at, I've said this many times, it's like the Warriors are looking at their past, and the Celtics are hopefully looking at their future of what they can be. Steph and Clay and how good they are. They were very good last night together as a tandem, but the Splash Brothers and what they've become, and Steph has really been kind of the star, and Clay has been okay with kind of taking that, all right, I'm a little bit in the shadow, I'm a little bit in the back seat, not necessarily a Robin, but more or less, I don't have to have all the shine. Steph is going to be the guy that gets all the attention. Whereas you look at the Celtics, Jason Tatum really is the guy that gets all. Everybody talks about him, and is he ready for that seat at the table with all the greats in the game right now? Nobody really spends that much time on Jaylen Brown, but we all see how important, how good he is. Do you see that kind of a parallel between those two tandems?
Well, like I say, I think Jaylen Brown, he has been doing a great job in the first half against, you know, keeping things manageable until, you know, Tatum, you know, figure things out, you know, in the second half and is able to impose his will in a game. I think Clay last night coming back, I think that was a good sign for him to come back to make some shots and have a huge scoring game. So when you had Steph out there, you know, he's been carrying that team for the most part. So you have those two playing well, but then you also had a drop-off in Draymond Green, what he brings to that team. And then also you got to think about Jordan Poole as well. I haven't seen his same energy and aggressiveness in this series like he's been playing in the series before and all season long. So I think he has to get back into a flow, get his confidence going, and then that'll help, you know, the Golden State Warriors.
I mean, I think it's been a tale of two teams, right? You think about, in game two, it was more about the others not being able to show up. Al Horford, after having that tremendous game one or that tremendous game, steps up, and then he struggles. He only has four shot attempts, right? They're able to run him off the line. In this game, they allowed Marcus Smart. See, Jason Tatum and Brown's going to get theirs. You can't allow a guy like Marcus Smart to, one, put up 17 shots, but allow him to damn near shoot 50% from the field and get 24 points. And it's all based off of that defense of them turning the ball over and also allowing their defense to get broken down. These guys, whether it's Grant Williams or if it's Marcus Smart, are just sitting in the corners because they can just anticipate the fact that, you know, if they get Poole in a pick and roll, if they got Curry or whoever's guarding Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum, they're going to get broken down and the defense breaks down. They have no rim protection. They just, you know, kicking it to the corners and they're shooting wide open Bruce Bourne type three-pointers.
Yeah, I think, you know, with Tatum, he has to continue to keep making those plays and keep trusting his teammates. And I think that was a case last night. You know what I'm saying? I think he got back to trusting his teammates, making the right play, and then also being able to be aggressive, you know, for his offensive scoring as well. So I think he has to continue to make those plays. I think Jaylen Brown, I think he's like I said, he's been carrying them for the most part, and he's sort of like the wild card. I think the Golden State, they understand the importance and what Tatum can do and provide for that team. So they're always trying to keep an eye on him and try to keep him under wraps for the most part. And they're sort of letting Jaylen Brown get out there and pretty much play, you know, one-on-one basketball by himself for the most part in scoring-wise.
It's Barton Hahn. We're talking with James Posey. His last night, the Celtics win Game 3. They're up 2-1 now in the series. It was 116-100. There were a couple of times that, like, third quarter was the third quarter, as always, for the Warriors. They were able to, I mean, one possession was a 7-point possession. It was amazing. A 4-point play, and then they get the three because it was a flagrant. They get the ball after the free throw, and they make a three, and it was a 7-point possession. It was wild. And they did take a lead temporarily, but Boston held on. They withstood the big third quarters that the Warriors always have and had a big fourth quarter to close out what would be, again, their second win so far. So they're two wins away from a championship. And Pose, I want to ask you this because you certainly could understand this from knowing your career. They always say that the role players, the bench players, like stars play like wherever they are. It doesn't matter. They're that good. But the guys that are supporting cast players tend to play better at home. Is it the momentum of the crowd? Is it the comfort of the rims? What is it about that seems to hold up no matter what series we're talking about?
Well, I want to say that I feel like I was able to play the same at home or away. But for some guys, it's a mental thing. They need that comfort zone. They need that support, that extra pat on the back, you know, being at home and the fans supporting you and just encourage you, you know, through the course of the game where on the road you're not going to get that. So it's one thing to be able to bottle some of that up and take it with you on the road so you can at least be consistent for the most part. But I know it's tough to do, and everybody just can't do it. But the teams, role players that can do it,
yeah,
and not have a huge drop off from what they're used to producing, usually, you know, end up winning games and can win series.
Did you ever have like a teammate where you looked him in the eyes like before a game, you're like, yeah, no, he's not here. like he's psyched out.
I've been there. I know
Bart's been there. Like, you ever have those moments? But
No.
Okay, you say no.
I never had those teams. I think, you know, the team they pretty much been, you know, they were locked in and always gave that effort. And when I say that, like you seen the effort, the energy that they play with now, whether all the shots fail or not, mm-hmm. you know, that could have been an issue, but you could tell by their energy and how they approached the game, they were locked into the game plan. And we were on the same page. Shots just didn't fall. So nice. You can live with that.
See, that's the difference between basketball and football. See, in basketball, like you get your feelings hurt. In football, you get your body hurt. So it's a whole different type of he tapped out. You want some of this, old man?
Nope.
Coming around here messing with these fine people. Damn that dude strong.
Medic. Yeah, that's what happened. Hey, Pose, another one, because you played in Boston. What in the ghost of Red Auerbach happened before this game where the rim was about an inch or two too high? you know all the secrets about that place. Like, we know all the stories about the old building where the air conditioning suddenly didn't work in the visitors' locker room. The warm water didn't work. Like, have you seen these kind of, I'll say, shenanigans since it's Boston?
Oh, I mean, you know, you got to put a little extra something on their mind, something to think about. You know, saying get them out of the routine and something to create that advantage. And I don't know what happened between shoot around and game time, but something did happen to that rim. So maybe it was that, but I don't know.
See, he's not going to share the secrets part.
They got that rim on remote control. They move it down 1 millimeter per second, so you can't tell that it's moving during the game.
Everybody's like, "Oh, they coming both up have short. To shoot at the same rim. It's not going to matter." Like
coming up
warming
short.
Up on the rim. Bart and I warmed up on a bent,
on a crooked rim,
crooked backboard. That's why we lost to Jay. And Key, that, I'm going to take that to my grave because we were shooting on a broken rim. But anyways, Bo's always good to catch up with you, my man. Thanks so much. Good perspective as always.
Thanks for having me anytime.
All right, James Posey. You can see him right now, basketballnews.com. As you know, he's got a championship with the Celtics, also with the Heat, won a championship as assistant coach as well, and giving us the breakdown of last night's game. Game 3, the Celtics win 116-100 in Boston. That's part of the story. Steph Curry's ankle, another part of the story. And then Draymond Green and his lack of impact in this game after a lot of talk in 2 days leading into it, also a big part of the story. What was it for you? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll get your calls coming up next. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Bart and Hahn.
Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. We want you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. I asked a question. It's pretty simple. We're all clutching our pearls about a Boston crowd yelling F Draymond like we've never heard this before. Trey Young sitting there watching like, yeah, been there. Like, I mean, come on, man. Like, now we're going to just start like gasping at, oh, my God, what did they do? The guy talked for 2 days. You thought Boston was just going to sit on its hands? Oh, look, it's Draymond. Like, no. You knew he was going to be in the crosshairs. You knew he was going to be the target. He had the target on him. I kind of thought he wanted that to take the pressure off everybody else. But he was upset about it after the game. Klay Thompson was mocking the Celtics crowd, a real classy Boston. And I just asked this question, Bart. It's not that anybody deserves that kind of treatment. Mm-hmm. But did he earn it? Did he earn it? That's all I'm asking. So let's get to the calls. We begin with Matt in Michigan. Go ahead, Matt.
Yes, hello. Bart, I have to say I completely disagree with your take before that last gentleman was on. You, if I'm not mistaken, you said that our kids listen to profanity, all this other stuff. It's everywhere you go, la, 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 la. Well, can't we keep them from hearing that? So you bring your kid to a basketball game knowing these things could happen, right?
Of course.
And Draymond cusses. During the game, I mean, the dude can be foul. I don't disagree with how he plays, but then to come in there and lay an egg, he deserved every last bit of what that crowd gave him, in my opinion. And he deserves even more because all that dude does is talk, and he ain't even that good offensively. If he doesn't score more than 12 to 15 a game, they don't have a chance.
Well, that's the only way he has to be effective in his league. He's not a guy that is a uber talented player. What he is he's a smart, crafty player that really gets by his mind and
motor
his ability
too.
And motor. And for him to be that way, it's just like Patrick Beverly, same player. Patrick Beverly's not an uberly skilled player. He'll tell you that. He's not a great shooter.
But Bart, the point is though, and
nobody cares. Draymond's
not complaining. I know you face this
all the time.
So it's the idea of, like, you didn't after the game say, I can't believe they were yelling stuff at me.
Yeah,
right?
It's all good. Just, like,
you know,
say hello to
this.
Yeah, say hello to the bad guy. Like, to me, it's a badge of honor that they hate me. It's all good. I'm cool. Like, bro, I ran my mouth. When you run your mouth and you have to insert foot into mouth, that's what you do because you didn't show up. You can't get mad at the people because they reacted to your reaction. So it's cool. It comes with the territory.
So
what I'm saying is you can't be mad at fans because your kid comes there and they cuss. That's an adult environment. Yes, kids there, but people gonna cuss there all the time. You can't protect that. So you tell your kid, you don't cuss. I bet I hear you cussing. But listen, that's what they chose to do. You can't control their mouth. You can't say, hey man, there ain't no cussing here. You don't see my kid? No. Then don't bring your damn kid to the game. Because we've been drinking beer for about 5 hours, and we coming in here, and we about to give Draymond Green and the opposing team all the smoke. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, exactly. And so it's not like in the game you don't see Draymond do the FOH to people. I've seen him do that a million times.
Yeah, exactly.
Continue with the calls. Let's go. We go next to Curtis in North Carolina. What's up, Kirk?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, Bart, I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in hot.
Bring it.
All this Draymond talk, right? This man has been a liability entire series. They need to cut his minutes. He is -7 for the entire series. He is not contributing anything offensively. He won't go down and bang and go grab rebounds. He's literally just somebody to yell around and set screens. He doesn't need to be out there. They look soft.
I would disagree because
I do too.
Because of the screens that he sets, it gets Clay and it gets so many of his teammates that can't shoot wide open looks. That's what I'm saying. He facilitates the offense. Like he's like a point center where maybe because he throws it late, he doesn't get the assist, but he's responsible for the action and the motion that gets a lot of the buckets. No different than we were sitting here and we were applauding what Jason Tatum did when he didn't score that many points, but he accounted for 35 points on the other end. Draymond has always been that. Draymond's never been a great shooter. If Draymond gets more than 12 points, most of them are for because he hit two open head straight on threes and usually a couple putbacks. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He faked
the handoff on the roll and went to the basket, got an easy layup because of his mind. Like that's never been part of his game. You know, now could he get down there and maybe try to get more boards? Yes, but it's tough for him to do that because you're asking him to get Jason Tatum or Brown on offense, and they're away from the basket. So when the ball goes up, the bigs are down there to get the rebound. And he's in a zone. It's hard to get rebounded when you're in the zone because you're looking to match up and box out the person that's in front of you. And the ball usually falls down.
What you expect from Draymond Green is the ability to get rebounds, the ability to facilitate, start the fast break, or even just make good passes and screens and all that stuff, and also the ability to get under the skin of the opponent, of being that defender that just makes it difficult for the other team's best players. He did none of that in this game, and he knows it. He said it. I played like crap. He said it.
Because they ignored it.
And now I just am asking because there's a little bit of a reaction to how the crowd was treating him. That's all I'm saying is didn't he earn it? He kind of earned it. And you just agree with me. Yeah, you're going to talk like that. You're going to talk with smoke. You're going to get smoke. And that's what happened. I don't know why people are like, at least on the Golden State side, are so appalled by this. All right, we'll continue with your calls. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because a lot of you want to sound off on this. We also want to get to some other things, including another star that just got paid in the NFL. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Bart and Han.
A lot of you want to sound off on Draymond Green. His triple single, 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 fouls. I don't know, is that a quadruple single?
It's
he had more fouls than he had anything else.
Yeah, but it's okay, man. Listen, they understand what comes with Draymond.
I'm with you. I feel like it's only going to make game 4 even more compelling because you could tell, like, all right, now that you know how the crowd's going to treat you and all that stuff. But
it's not even a crowd. It's like really how they're attacking them, right? Because the adjustments were made. We didn't see Jason Tatum.
This has nothing to do with the game.
Yeah.
The Warriors are small. Like, that's a big problem. They're playing small. They look small, and the Celtics are making them look small. And if you're not getting shots by other people not named Steph and Clay, that's a big problem too. So, they've got other issues to worry about. I'm talking about just from a Draymond perspective because he's been such a – him and this new media thing, by the way, I mean, dial it back. You know, like, relax. So, people want to sound off on him, then we're going to let you do it. So let's continue with the calls. Let's go to Zach, who grew up in Boston. But where you at now, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, first I just wanted to say I love the show. You guys are incredible together. It's one of my favorite things to listen to.
Thank you.
Second, I just want to say like a couple quick shots. So, number one, I love your distinction, Alan. I think that the question between deserving versus earning is like a really good distinction here. No, he doesn't deserve that. Nobody deserves that to hear FU, throughout the stadium. But he earned it, and I would go a step further. I think he wants it.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing. He's inviting this, right? Mm. Like, he's talking trash about the Celtics beforehand, saying, Al Horford, those guys hit shots. We don't care. I don't worry about them. Like, he's clearly taking shots at the team. And I think, honestly, in the grand scheme of global athletics, like, this is pretty tame. And also he's going to say that my kids are in the audience. My wife is there. How are you going to, and his wife is coming out saying that this is disgusting.
Oh,
it's like, he says worse stuff on the court. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to understand they deserve that. Listen, the person that embraces the most in the history of basketball, Bill Laimbeer. He loved being a bad guy. He was a guy that had some skill set, but he was pretty much like Draymond Green. He was a tough guy. He was a rebounder.
Not a bad comparison.
Everyone started some threes, but he was a resident jerk, and that was his job and his role, and he excelled in it. He took pride in being booed in every stadium and at the White House. No, I'm just playing about the White House.
That's not a bad comparison because when you think about those Pistons teams and the bad boy image and stuff, Isaiah was a superstar. Joe Dumars was a superstar. But really, who were the guys that kind of created that image? Bill Laimbeer was front and center. There's no doubt about that. All right, we're back in 10 seconds.
Did Nelly win the championship yesterday?
Mm.
Why the hell was he like – he was acting like Drake, man. He was doing like too much flirtation going on with the players, man. Because back up, man. This ain't the longest yard.
Did he perform at halftime?
Yes.
I believe he did, right?
Yes. But I'm like, bro.
Which is an odd pairing.
Yeah, anybody listened to Nelly in 15 years, man, since Tip Drill.
In Boston, too, by the way.
It was weird, but, man, like, he was hugging everybody.
Hey, God bless him, though, right? Live your life. It's Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's your home and auto have in common, Bart?
What?
What do they have in common?
They all buy Progressive.
They're yours and right. Progressive protects them both. You can bundle today at Progressive.com. All right. So we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But also wanted to get to some news in the NFL. We got other things to get to in the world of sports. We certainly will get to as we continue to talk about Game 3, the Celtics winning Game 3 of the NBA Finals last night. But more money. Speaking about must be the money. So wide receivers cashing in this offseason. Next up, Cooper Kupp. 3 years, $80 million extension.
Well Adam deserved,
Schefter
man.
Reporting.
Well
75
deserved.
Of the 80 guaranteed.
Well, he
and
was
it's
underpaid.
Worth $110 million over the 5 years of the entirety now of the deal because it includes the extension. The highest amount of guaranteed money ever given to an NFL wide receiver.
Well, that's what happens when you should have been the offensive player of the year and you're the MVP of the Super Bowl and got him out of a lot of trash. You talk about what he did against, winning the game for them in Tampa. Everybody want to talk about Aaron Donald. Well, who made the big catch to make sure that they got to that title?
And you knew he was getting the ball, and he still, you couldn't do anything about it.
I'm talking about in Tampa. Like, I mean, the game's over after Tom Brady came back and tied it. And then he got the Hail Mary on top of the coverage when he was doubled.
Right.
You know, you talk about – so for everything and every accolade you want to give Aaron Donald for winning the Super Bowl, Cooper Kupp did it on the offensive side to the tune of getting the MVP of the Super Bowl and really making a big play to put them in the Super Bowl over Tampa Bay.
I mean, think about this. He led the league last year with 145 catches, 1,947 yards, 16 touchdowns during the regular season, 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. MVP, like it just
they're going for it. They're
trying to keep the group together. That's what
they had them under contract. They want to make everybody happy. They want to reward everybody. And they're very top heavy. They don't have any draft picks. But listen, they're saying, listen, our good guys have shown the ability to stay healthy. If any of these guys get hurt, you know what I mean? They have Allen Robinson, Robert Woods. They let go. So who knows if they bring back Odell Beckham later. You know, but they're going to need some insurance because Allen Robinson's been hurt. Cooper Kupp hasn't been hurt. And let's see what happens without Whitworth. That's what I'm saying when I'm talking about when you spend this much top money. We've seen this, right? We just saw this with the Brooklyn Nets. You pay KD. You pay Kyrie. You pay Harden. You know, now you're bringing Ben Simmons in. Anybody get hurt?
Yeah.
You look drastically different.
Yeah, well, what you're trying to do then is get the cheaper veterans that can still play as who want to be part of maybe winning a championship. Meanwhile, so Cooper Kupp, like I mentioned, so the guarantees, think about this, $75 million, all right? Tyreek Hill got $72.2 million back in March with the Dolphins. Stephon Diggs got $70 million to stay with Buffalo, right, and back in April. And then, of course, Devontae Adams got the $65 million with Vegas when he went there back in March. So wide receiver, this is the offseason of the wide receivers. I mean, this is clearly the offseason of the wide receivers.
And if
you're a young wide receiver, you better show out because you can see the money is now there waiting for you.
Yeah, Elijah Moore, step up, baby. But also, listen, if you're one of these young corners, you're like, hey, man, I get paid to stop these dudes. I need to get paid just as much money as them. And we watched what Ward just got, too, as well, from the Cleveland Browns.
Uh-huh.
So, listen, if they get a raise, then the side that's – pegged to stop them, they get raises too. So you love to see the money going up. And who knows, maybe this is a prediction that, the salary cap's going to go up and continue to go up even more.
Now, speaking of money, we'll get into what's happening now. All of a sudden, a war of words between the PGA and this LIV Tour. You got to hear what's going on today. We'll get certainly to that. Tom Brady spoke. We'll get to that as well. We still have your calls also as the NBA Finals rolled on last night. Game 3, the Celtics with a win, 116-100. They do the damage all in the paint. They just looked bigger than the Warriors did. The stars showed out, but it was all the intangible stuff, the offensive rebounding, the second chance points. Both teams really turned the ball over. I don't feel like, Bart, the finals have felt like championship level basketball. Do you? It's been competitive at times,
Double overtime.
Give me some drama that goes beyond Draymond Green running his mouth and pulling shorts down. Like I need real drama, and I am feeling like we're missing a little bit of that.
The best drama has been, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics, because that was high drama. That's what we expected.
That series was good.
And after those, that part of the series was over. The Miami series wasn't interesting.
Yeah, the Mavericks-Suns series.
Yeah, it was like
second round. That felt good. Let's continue with the calls. We got Tom in Reno. What's up, Tom?
I've listened to you guys all morning and the callers about Draymond Green. I totally disagree. What an East Coast bias take on Draymond Green. He's an integral part of the Warriors. And your last comment, Han, just about pulling shorts down to Draymond Green, there's been a lot of dirty play on both sides. And Draymond Green has always been a mouthy player. But for you guys to condone that the Boston crowd treat him poorly because of his mouth, that's just not right.
So
just play out. Let
what's the condoning?
Don't blame Draymond.
Let it play.
All
right, sorry. Here's what we'll do, Tom. No, wait, Bart. He's right. Let it play out. We're just going to have silence, radio silence. No, we're not going to talk. Let it play out before we can react, Bart. That's what you're supposed to do. Tom took it very personal that a player who did a lot of yapping for 2 days, why didn't Draymond just let it play out? He's going to talk. Did I say he deserved it? Did I condone it? No. Did he earn it? That's the point.
Yeah.
We live in a world of accountability.
You talk trash,
and he's being held.
Up.
He was held accountable.
Yeah. You talk trash, you better back it up. That's
it. Bart, as an athlete who's played professional sports, as that guy, I am
Draymond.
The target. on him. Right, exactly. You said, nah, this is what comes with it. And that's always part of the series. But this whole let it play out. No,
That's not what we do for a living. Yeah, I once told the Cleveland crowd that, you know, that their fans, you know, were all jacked up on Mountain Dew because their stadium is built on a toxic site and they bring in toxic fumes. That's why they, you know, not very smart people. Back after this.
Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.